This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hour, 7 after the hour. How do you do? It's nice to have you along. It's so nice to be with you. Remember that song? I love everything you say and do. Who did that? Phil, you must remember who did that.
Nope.
You don't remember that?
Drawn a blank.
Oh. Nope.
Come on. Nobody remembers it. It's so nice to be with you. Come on, somebody look that up. Meanwhile, I have looked up something that is very important for Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and you and all of us to understand, all of the naysayers. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's one of our medical experts here on the DJV program, isn't going to like this because he is death on cannabis. And when he found out that I was going to have a cannabis grow facility on my farm, he will every week in preparing for the program, he'll send me some story about pot.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've been on the show 4.5 years, and every week there's an anti-pot story from Dr. Ken. He's very consistent.
Oh, very. Yes, he's very consistent. Anyway, the news story from a Canadian research firm suggests that cannabis extract, that is the stuff they put in the pills as much as anything, we're going to have a production facility on the farm as well. They make all kinds of stuff with it. Anyway, it reduces the risk of your dying from COVID. That's an interesting. This is, everybody's going to study everything, right, when it comes to COVID. Certain strains of cannabis can reduce the inflammatory response caused by potentially deadly, whatever the stuff is that's in, I don't know, I can't pronounce it, but anyway. So,
THC, is that what you're talking about?
No, it's not THC, it's something else. The THC goes after the stuff that's the deadly portion of the virus. It's called cytokine, I think. Does that ring a C-Y-T-O-K-I-N-E? Rings a bell.
That sounds familiar. Yeah, okay.
Right, okay.
So I think the bottom line is, do potheads, are they in the clear with COVID?
Less likely to get COVID, yeah. That's really
isn't
what
that kind of funny? Really?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Well, it seems like because you're, whenever you smoke something, you're doing damage to your lungs, right?
Right.
So it would seem
You think we're making them weaker. But there's another aspect to it, Jennifer. I guess that's kind of what's being pointed out here. More importantly, that's important, but more importantly, there's a lot of information floating around that basically underscores what I've been saying since the very first day, that this thing was a plant. The Chinese government knew exactly what they were doing. They wanted to destroy as many people, lopside the world, because they feel that they have the economic advantage over most people. They can weather storms where other countries' businesses can't. So now comes news of what went on over in this lab. And some people are taking shots at Dr. Fauci because he okayed the research that was done in the lab, right? Is that something that sort of floated around earlier, too?
And kind of in the face of the Obama administration that said, we want to shut this down. So just follow with this for a minute, because it is kind of a convoluted story. But I think the basics are that there's evidence now that the cause of the pandemic could be a little worse because it has connections to the United States. So 10 years ago, there was a study in the Netherlands that were done with ferrets because, surprising, here's your fun fact of the day, ferrets have a similar respiratory system to humans.
Yeah.
Ferrets into humans right now.
Well, but I think minks do too, do they not?
The minks are the minks are coming.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. The Russians are coming and the minks are coming. All right, go ahead.
So what happened is that researchers were trying to determine if a virus can gain the ability to be transmitted through the air even though it doesn't have the ability in the beginning. So they were trying to manipulate this virus. And this led to the creation of new scientific research that used gene technology to move forward. It was called a gain-of-function virus research. So the idea was to replicate what had been done with those ferrets in a lab, to take the virus and manipulate the genetic code to make it stronger and more powerful. So everybody sees the picture of the coronavirus, you know, the thing that looks like it's a sticky ball you throw on the wall.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Those little spikes are what they were trying to manipulate to make it airborne and dangerous, and the virus would then gain new function, right?
Mm-hmm.
So researchers wanted to learn about treatments and vaccines, about the calamity of an actual outbreak. Now, despite the controversy around this research, because you're creating this super gene to try to see if you can take it down, there was a champion for it, and the champion for this was Anthony Fauci, who was the leading figure on infectious disease in the world. He had the National Institute of Health, and his institute funded that first ferret study. And at the time, if you don't believe
this,
it's
not his. It's money, federal money that he controlled.
Yeah, but he controlled it aside and separate from the government. So the money comes from him. He gets to decide where it's spent. Goes from him, and it to
but the money
to show
is,
proof.
Let's clear, make this
taxpayer.
Clear.
It's taxpayer dollars, but he got to spend it.
How to spend
right.
it? Yeah,
it was in his budget to spend. Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
So he wrote an op-ed about this in the Washington Post, describing the research and trying to make the case that this was a risk worth taking. So. Shortly before the Obama administration's ban on this gain-of-function research in 2014, Dr. Fauci commissioned a project to assess the risk of new coronaviruses emerging from wild animals like bats. And the aim of that was to see what viruses can infect animals in humans. He had continued on by subcontracting it even after the Obama administration said it was too dangerous to continue down that road. Now, apparently, Dr. Fauci's role in all of this has just been funding the Wuhan lab in general, which we saw the checks. Remember, everybody's like, oh, Dr. Fauci funded the Wuhan lab.
Right.
But according to that, the specific activity that was funded by Fauci, according to Steve Hilton, who reported on this and did the digging, he said it's terrifying. In fact, they reached out to the National Institute of Health, and the papers that were detailing this were taken offline last week. Now,
really?
The project continued until 2017, so think about that. And it involved genetically engineering new viruses from samples of the novel coronavirus, which were obtained from bat poop in a cave in China. They infected human cells with it in a lab, and then they showed that their human-made viruses could replicate as a functional virus. Now, the genetic changes, this is where it gets deep, that were made in the lab unlocked a particular doorway into the human body. That's the virus that causes COVID-19. It uses that exact same doorway. Now, the viruses that were genetically engineered in 2017 and reported in the paper were the exact ones that we are dealing with right now during the pandemic. And they say that the COVID-19 virus using this technique could have been developed using this Fauci project. So it's a combination of two different bat viruses and completely different species. They say it's naturally occurring, and that this naturally occurring virus almost seems impossible, which is what Victoria's friend has said all along. If you look at this thing, it looks like it was spliced together.
Yeah.
And this is where it all kind of started. Now,
yeah.
Fauci is still very much in the mix, and it was released yesterday that he's the highest paid federal government official in the entire country. He makes more than the president. He makes more
really?
Than anybody else.
400,000,
yes.
Really?
More than
the
president?
That. He makes 420, what does he make, 428, something like that. Big story yesterday that broke in four.
I think the interesting thing, and I read through this report, too, that you sent, Jen, and thank you for bringing this to our attention. I think the interesting thing is Steve Hilton, who I'm not familiar with, but I'm assuming he's a Fox News reporter or an anchor.
He does
a show
on the weekends, actually. Yeah, he's just on the weekends.
So he poses a really good question. Why didn't Fauci stop when Obama in 2014 said lab accidents happen all the time? This is too dangerous. That's why the Obama administration stopped it. And a lab, quote unquote, accident is exactly what happened. So
I
had
China.
Big air quotes,
yeah.
If you could see
right.
me.
China, or it could have accidentally leaked out. Nobody really knows.
Right. No one knows.
It didn't accidentally travel to Italy, and it didn't accidentally travel to Iran. Come on.
So his salary, just to, because I had forgotten the exact number, so you can look it up, Forbes, Daily Mail, Business Insider. He's the top paid official in the entire United States government. He makes $417,608 a year.
Okay,
so
is it worth it?
He's got a lot of skin in the game.
All right, so let's ask this question as well, shall we? I have a couple of questions that I want to add to our growing list of concerns, Jay. Okay, one of them is it okay with you that Fauci is the highest paid or some derivative of that highest paid person in government? And the second question I want to ask is about the CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell. His Twitter account has been permanently suspended. I've been advertising MyPillow products for, I don't know, what, 3 years? I think 3 or 4 years. And people have been suggesting to me in the last week or so that I stop. So I stopped sort of, we're running recording spots, recorded spots. And I don't know whose voice is on them, whether they're Lindell's or not, but I've not been doing live spots. Well, there have been other things that have taken precedence.
Why would you stop running advertising for MyPillow?
Because he's a very controversial figure. Well, I don't know whether
he
is or isn't.
He's going to run for governor.
No, he's not controversial. He is.
He got taken out of Bed Bath & Beyond. This is an American-made company, which is something that we pride ourselves on promoting around here. He questions some of the processes with the election. And guess what? So do I. So if you don't want Mike Lindell on here, then you should question me, because we both question the same thing.
No.
I think it's ridiculous.
No.
I really think this stuff with Mike Lindell is ridiculous.
Listen, that's fine. Okay. That's perfect. I think he does have a right.
You've never been in favor of the insurrection, and I mean, he's said some that's why he got banned from Twitter. This just happened like last night. He's been saying some crazy stuff on Twitter. Like I was telling Doug,
why shouldn't people be able to say crazy stuff?
Well, because
then
on Twitter it
violates.
Because on Twitter it violates their civic integrity policy.
But it's
a private company. Look, it's a private company.
They're mad because he's running for governor. That's why they're going to pull him down. Because that's what Twitter has done, is anybody who they think is powerful in the conservative movement, they're going to ban.
I'm not in favor of censorship. I'm not saying that he should have been taken off of Twitter. All I'm saying, though, is you had said he's not controversial, and I'm saying he is very controversial.
All right,
I guess the only reason I think he is controversial is because people don't like that he's a conservative. That's why he's controversial.
I don't think that I'm a conservative, and he's not my kind of conservative. At any rate, the question that we're going to ask, Jay, I don't know how you phrased it, but I think basically, should I continue to do commercials for MyPillow in light of Mike Lindell's controversy over Mike Lindell or something along that line? How have you phrased it? Have you got it something like that?
Yeah. Should Doug continue to endorse MyPillow products, or should he part ways with the company and not do commercials anymore? And that question is on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at DJV Show. Weigh in. Definitely give your input.
All right. That's what we'll have that, as a matter of fact, plus an overview of who Lawrence Harvey Ziegler was in the next half hour of the DJV program. It's 18 after.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine, good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. Navage. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Beach combing, baking cookies, learning French. Aren't these what you'd rather be doing than thinking about your Medicare prescriptions? Well, Walgreens is here to help you get back to it, with convenient refill and pickup options, expert pharmacists to answer all your questions, and Medicare copays as low as $0. Zero. Which is also the number of cares in the world you'll have as you stroll the beach eating cookies and speaking French. Oh la la. Walgreens.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans where Walgreens is a preferred pharmacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen, so social media time. The questions, we've added a few. We're following along with some other things that have been hanging around there. So where are we in terms of priorities? What are people's priorities? Who wants to respond to what at DJV show, Jay?
Well, being conscious of what items you own were made in China, are you actively trying not to buy from China? Sammy Heath tries to look at everything they buy to make sure it's made in the USA. Martin Miranda points out that since, Doug, you have been putting such emphasis on it lately, he's become more conscious about buying American or at the very least North American products.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good, good. All right, well, that's a help. Anyway, I think in light of what we were just talking about with regard to Fauci and to that experiment that was going on over in Wuhan, how obvious it is that these people stirred the pot, wanted it to have the impact that it did. It's plain, simple as the nose on your face, as they say. So I think more and more people need to wake up to what the threat is, what these people have done to us, to the economy, in the name of them getting control of the world. That's what they want to do. So keeping that in mind, I don't want to buy. I told you, didn't I tell you the story yesterday of finding a farm jacket that I had and all the other stuff in my closet was made in China? There were almost all the coats are made in China. So look at the clothing that you buy, everything. All right, meanwhile, what's the next item of interest here? Oh, the Mike, you asking about Mike Lindell?
Yes. Should you continue to sell the MyPillow products? Pretty much so far, everyone on Facebook is saying, yes, continue on. If you genuinely like the product, then keep pushing it.
Mm-hmm. If people want to buy it, it should be available to buy.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what capitalism is about. Yep. You know, if you don't want to buy it, then don't buy it. Bed Bath & Beyond, they had been reporting, and this wasn't something, I know it's obviously convenient right now with the timing, but the sales of MyPillows in Bed Bath & Beyond have just plummeted over the last couple of years. And, you know, I don't want to say anything more because they are a sponsor, but, you know, there is more.
I don't know.
Well, I'll in full transparency, I was very, very shocked to find that they have an F rating on the Better Business Bureau. And those are things to me, take away the political stuff.
Yeah, I do. I mean, why? They have any? I wonder how they got that, because they do take stuff back. They guarantee it. They have a good guarantee.
And everything that I've gotten from them, I love. I'm not saying that because of anything. I love everything. Yeah. That mattress topper, the sheets, the towels. I mean,
the
I have everything.
The
weight
is very comfortable.
I was surprised to see that. And you know, and they have a lot of customer complaints.
It becomes political, I'm sure.
Well, but this is going back way before. I mean, this is from
a long time ago.
He's
always been active, though.
Yeah. So but how do you be, even if you get an F?
I don't think the Better Business Bureau is that political that they would give a product an F
for
no
reason.
Yeah,
but how does a guy build a company like that? He's got 1,500 employees. They work around the clock making pillows and sheets and stuff like that. How does he become successful and stay in business if the product's no good? I always say that, even in the context of the ads.
Yeah, I think it's one of those products that's very personal, and I think that it's either people either and it's polarizing. It's either you love the pillow or you just it's not the right pillow for you, you know. And it's a lot of people say that it's too lumpy
acceptable.
And they don't like that. Yeah.
That's acceptable because it's about a pillow. But when it becomes about politics and it becomes personal, that's gross. I guess I just don't get that. I don't even.
I have a hard time with it myself, actually. I really do. So, you know, I'm probably going to continue with the MyPillow ads, but I do think there's a boiling point, and because we really, there's no mask on our face here. I talk about it to the dismay of my colleagues. Sometimes I talk about stuff that people in polite circles don't talk about. But, you know, it's stuff that is on people's minds.
I'll tell you, it's my favorite product that we have, and I've never taken a dollar from them.
Right. So, MyPillow.com.
They're good. Yeah.
You find the products, go get them. Use the code DJV when you check out. There it is. That's the spot.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Senate is expected to confirm President Biden's nominee for Secretary of State, veteran diplomat Antony Blinken. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the full Senate will vote on Blinken at noon Eastern on Tuesday. Portland, Oregon, Democrat Mayor Ted Wheeler pepper sprayed a man outside of a restaurant Sunday night after the mayor said the man confronted him about mask rules and other issues and then got uncomfortably close, according to a police report. The unidentified man filming with his phone accused the mayor of not wearing a mask while sitting in a restaurant as required by COVID-19 rules. A tornado described as large and extremely dangerous by the National Weather Service in Birmingham, Alabama, left people with serious injuries. It caused significant damage throughout Jefferson County and surrounding areas Monday night, including ripping through a hotel and tearing off a church roof. Thanks for giving us a little bit of your time this morning. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Super Bowl 55 is set for February 7th. The Kansas City Chiefs will represent the AFC. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will rep the NFC. The game will be played in Tampa Bay, Florida. Tampa Bay Buccaneers linebacker Shaquille Barrett shares his thoughts on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers being the first team to play the Super Bowl in their home stadium.
It's crazy that we're the first team to do it, making history, but that's not like where history has to end. We could be the first team to win it as well, and that's the Kiwis got to get back ready to work. But just, it's crazy. Like it's never been done before, and we doing it. It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. I'm happy to be a part of it. I'm happy that everybody who's on this organization is a part of it. We got some great guys here, and everybody, I just love it here. I love them, and I'm happy that we doing it together.
The game will be broadcast on CBS. Spring training in Major League Baseball is gearing up, or is it? USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
The director of Arizona's Spring Training League is asking Major League Baseball to delay the beginning of spring training. 15 teams are scheduled to begin training at team facilities in mid-February, with games beginning on February 27th. In a letter to Commissioner Rob Manfred, Cactus League Executive Director Bridget Binsbacher cited the high rate of COVID-19 infections in the Phoenix area as a reason to wait until March to bring teams in. She said that cases are expected to drop by then as more of the area's residents are vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Calm down, everybody. We've come to the rescue. It's the DJD show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner taking care of all that social media stuff. All right, so I made a reference to a song in the last half hour. I think I started the half hour with it. I was sort of singing this. It's so nice to be with you. And I couldn't remember who did it. Thanks to my friend Mr. Bailey at KQEN, one of our affiliates in Portland, and a very active affiliate. Those are the kind of program directors and people we like that are actually listening and paying attention to what's going on. And he's usually pretty good when it comes to music stuff. So thank you, Mr. Bailey. Gallery, and it's so nice to be with you from 1972. And it is nice to be with you. All right, quiz time. Who was Lawrence Harvey Ziegler? Anybody want to take a guess?
Larry King.
That's Larry King. Larry King's real name is Lawrence
Harvey.
Which I
never knew until he died, and then I saw his name everywhere.
I remember that.
A couple days ago. Yeah.
So, my question is, and is this... Okay, this is what nobody else will ask. Why is it that people who are Jewish, when they change their name, always the last name is a single syllable? Ever notice that? People whose name is
Kaminsky. Forget being Jewish, but Why in the world would you change your name to multiple syllabic name if you're trying to simplify it? I mean, you wouldn't
if that's all it is.
So my name's
simplifying?
Joe Kaczynski, and I'm going to change it to Dave Borowski. I mean, why would I do that? It's the same thing.
Joe Ski.
I always find that you want something simple.
I've also found that in my time in radio, how many I think it's really funny how many people have Irish last names.
Right.
And they're not Irish at all. It's a fake name. And I'm like, why do people keep choosing Irish last names?
Because it depends. Like in Boston, there were Seans all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Sean this and Sean that. Sean Kelly. And his real name was the best example.
Lots of last names of Kelly and Clark and Bradley and these names that are
O'Leary.
Fake. Right.
Yeah, right. They're all phony balonies. The guy that was my very good friend, worked with me at a couple of stations. His name was Harvey McCarthy. Harry McCarthy. And he was on the air as Justin Case. That was his name on the air.
That sounds like a dragon.
That's like the weather people. Weather person.
Stormy.
We have Dallas Rains. We've got
Johnny
Mountain.
All right. So the passing of Larry King brings me around to some of the things on the latest DJV download. We have that conversation. Then we talk about Hammer and Hank Aaron passing away as well. The Super Bowl set for February the 7th. And the focus on Tom Brady and Pat Mahomes. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Mahomes.
All I could see
I
was
like
he has
Mahomes
a new...
better.
Mahomes, yeah, right. He's got a new girlfriend? Is that something?
No, he's had his girlfriend, his fiance. They've been together since college. She's pregnant now with their first kid.
All right. Also on the download, Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit tells us all you need to know about storing firewood and window replacements. So lots of helpful things. Great conversation as usual. You get little snippets of the things that maybe you missed by going to our daily download, djvshow.com. Easy enough to do that and help yourself. We were, besides Larry King, people in the news, Janet Yellen has been confirmed as the Treasury Secretary. And so the headline, as usual, very predictable, first woman ever.
That's great.
It's not great. It's in my opinion.
It's not great to have a first woman
Secretary of the Treasury.
I know. You and I know. I don't know what your beef is. I know. You've got a beef with this.
I have a beef with people who make a thing out of women or black or whatever it is, when in fact she was the most qualified easily. The most qualified. So why isn't
that's why
that
she the got
headline?
The job.
In part, I hope that's how she got it. But there are a lot of people who get jobs because they're women or because they're black or whatever it is that may be the most qualified, but the headline isn't, this person's the most qualified.
Well,
the headline
first of all, you
is
can't say,
whatever the exception is.
First of all, you can't say that Janet Yellen is the most qualified person ever born to be the Secretary of Treasury, because it's a political position.
I didn't say ever born. I'm saying who's around right now.
Okay.
Who's had more experience doing that stuff?
Okay.
Nobody.
What I'm saying, though, is that's a political statement. A lot of people can debate that. It cannot be debated that that she is the first woman to occupy that role.
Yeah.
As a woman, that's very important to all women. That is another thing that we have now accomplished. That's another ceiling we've broken through. And,
Daisy,
and it's easy for men. It's
Daisy.
Easy for men to sit back and go, whatever, it doesn't mean anything. But we're not, you
that's
guys
not
don't
why
have
I'm
to.
Saying it, and you know better than that. That's not why I'm saying it.
But why are you saying it then? I don't
because
get it.
Because I just told you why. Because it becomes the overwhelming
So if your daughter became the first person, the first female at UCLA to hold some esteemed position, and
she
says, Dad,
fact.
I'm the... Okay, so
she is.
So she
holds
so she's
the
not
position
of
the first
of
person. It was her idea to have a writing department. Can you imagine the largest public university in the country, and it's in Los Angeles, and they don't have a writing major, and they don't have a writing.
Okay, that's
writing
fine.
Course.
But she's the first woman to hold that position.
That.
She's not allowed to?
She's
really?
Allowed to because she's
I
my
think
daughter.
Your daughter would disagree with you on this.
She's not. She doesn't crow as much as I do about what she's done. Anyway, okay. So next on the
I'm more concerned about her endorsing a $15 an hour federal minimum wage. I'm glad that she's the first woman. I think she's qualified, but I question that.
Well, but where are we going with that? That's another thing. I mean, does it really help? I'm not sure who it may help. It's always helpful to get more money, no question about that. But at what expense? I know a lot of people who run a hardware store.
Businesses have been shut down for a year.
They can't do $15 an hour to hire people in a hardware store.
How can you do $14 an hour, but you can't do $15? Well, the federal minimum wage right now is $7.25.
Bottom line,
it's
twice.
To double it. Yeah, to double the federal minimum wage.
Most of the people working on minimum wage that I know get $10 an hour. Kids in high school like that, they get $10 an hour.
Right, but kids in high school don't have to live on that. That's supplemental. But that's not necessarily the business owner saying. Think about this. Think about restaurants. We all can agree, I think, that restaurants are suffering from the closures, right?
Yeah.
And I think in California, like 50% of the restaurants are going to not survive the pandemic. I think the number is probably going to be the same in New York.
Yeah.
So even at the big city level, now think about Arkansas. Think about Oklahoma. Think about Iowa. Think about Missouri. Think about the suffering in restaurants there, where they actually are abiding by the federal minimum wage, because most people in tip industries give the minimum wage, and then you make tips on top of it. This is not tip exempt.
No,
so
that's
these restaurants
not true. You don't make
are going to have
a bartender for a long time. You don't. You make a couple dollars an hour, and the tips are supposed to bring you to minimum wage.
Right.
So they, what they're saying about that $15
plus.
They don't. No, that's very true. Yeah. Restaurants, they pay a couple of bucks an hour.
Yeah,
what they're saying is that it's not tip exempt. So think about the trouble that is going to cause for a lot of people.
Well, that would eliminate tipping then. And the Danny Meyer Group, which is one of the largest restaurant groups in New York, years ago when they decided to just pay all of their servers a flat rate and there is no tipping, so everyone just gets paid whatever above, it was a little above minimum wage, that he was always a little ahead of his time, but then that's what would happen. If every server is going to make $15 an hour, you're not going to get tips on top of that unless someone just wants to give you a cash tip. But that won't be built into the pay structure then.
Hmm.
I just
All right.
feel like I would want the ability to make tips so then I could actually control my own destiny.
All servers want the ability to make tips, absolutely.
Next name in the news is good old Rudy Giuliani. He's being sued for $1.3 billion. That shows the ludicrousy. But he's upset the Dominion voting systems people, so they're suing him for defamation. Maybe they sue Trump too. Who do they? Does Trump go into that?
I think Sidney Powell is also being sued, right?
And your friend Mike Lindell is also getting sued.
Oh,
it's not Trump. Trump never talked about Dominion directly. But here's the thing: I'm actually happy about this, because I think in this lawsuit, they're going to actually have to show their cards. And I think there's a lot of scheming and scamming that's happened behind it. There's deep webs.
Yeah, right.
And look, there's deep webs. So now at least we get answers. You know, everybody gets to pony up what they've got.
So do we ever know who they are? Where does this company originate? Where do they – is it an American company, Dominion?
Dominion's not an American – they're not an American company.
I don't think they're an American company.
No, they started out of – their
headquarters are in – I think
their American headquarters are in Denver.
Denver, yeah.
But I don't think they're an American company, and I think there's a lot of stink.
I thought they were Canadian.
Attached. There's a stink attached to this. And as far as Trump saying it was fraudulent, I'm not on that bandwagon, but I will tell you there's a lot of irregularities that go along and have gone along, and we go along with it like nummies. Why don't we say so? Why aren't we outraged? Why is it you stand in line to vote? I mean, there are everybody in Massachusetts all excited. Oh, we have mail-in votes now. It took 10 days for the votes to get in voting a month ahead of time. Oh, look at all the stuff that changed just before the election this year. It's craziness to have people vote. Oh, my God. Come on. Wake up, everybody.
I agree with Jen on this in this Dominion case. And the Dominion CEO and a lot of the executives, they all – well, I don't know about that, but I want it to go to trial. And they have said the same thing. They want it to go to a jury trial. I want this to all be transparent. And if Rudy was out of his mind and making stuff up, okay, fine, then let's learn that. If Dominion was hiding stuff, let's learn that too. And so I hope that this does not get, you know, settled.
People
on the
should be concerned. That's the deal. Marie Kondo. I never heard of her before, but you too, I'm sure, because she's a tidying expert.
Mm-hmm.
She's an author on Netflix all over the place. What's this deal with a new organizing toolkit at the Container Store, and why would people be excited about this?
Exactly the reason that you were saying earlier today, that, you know, people have been doing all the DIY projects at home, and organization has been the Container Store. If you think, like, if you look at all the patterns that happened, consumer patterns during the pandemic, especially during 2020, the Container Store, their stock must have gone through the roof, because every time I went to the Container Store, which was maybe three or four times, the line was around the block to get in the store. So people were just going nuts. They were watching that show on Netflix, which I did too, The Home Edit, and Marie Kondo, her show is called Tidying Up, and like her whole thing is very Japanese inspired. So like you hold an object in your hand, and if it sparks joy, then you keep it, and if it doesn't, you toss it.
Sounds like something I should be doing on Your Hidden Power. It's if it sparks joy,
yeah,
and you keep it. That's almost a metaphysical way of approaching that. That's very cool. Yeah, if you feel good about it. Speaking of that, Your Hidden Power, how many people are listening to this now? Jay's doing a good job of spreading the word. I don't know how much more we have listenership-wise, Jay, because you've been on it, pushing this program, which is one of my favorites. I like spending this time every week. It's called Your Hidden Power. Go to yourhiddenpowershow.com if you want to listen to the podcast. There's always something different, thought-provoking. The most recent one has New York Times bestselling author Christy Whitman talking about the desire factor. That's the book that she's written. And her focus is on no limit to the amount of happiness that we can experience. Love, laughter, excitement, satisfaction, all of these things can, if you have in your mind or your body or your being the desire to be any or all of those things, who doesn't want to be happy? Who doesn't want to feel excitement? Who doesn't want to be satisfied? All of those things. So she's got some principles that she uses to assist people to connect to all of that. Plus, you can listen to Uri Geller and psychic scout Mary O'Malley, our astrologer Laura Banks, all a part of each week's Your Hidden Power that you find at yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's something really exciting. E-bonds, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about E-bonds Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebon's Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebon's Bakehouse. Ebon'sBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for all of your friends and family. Ebon'sBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV. All right, the folks at Moderna are saying the vaccine that they have may need a third shot to protect against those new variants, the South African and the British. It triggers the immune system a different way, apparently. And so you need 3 instead of 2, if you have that in mind.
But how will we know that? And when will that...
You got to ask.
What are you getting jabbed with?
Yeah, I know.
I know. I mean, they tell you on your card what you're getting. But I'm just saying, how do you know if you're going to need the third one or not?
Yeah, get one just to get it.
You find out as you're hospitalized.
Right. I was going to say, there's the answer.
Should have gotten a third one. Sorry.
Yeah, all right. Great. 10 right. Before the hour.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's doctor time. Well, there's always time for, do we always need the doctor? How many people actually have, that's a great question, of the people that come to see you, Jack, how many people are regular patients, or do they come just because they have an emergency? What would you say was the percentage of people that come into your clinic in Salt Lake that come with regularity versus those who only come when they can't walk, they can't move, they're in dire straits? Because I think that's a, people often, I don't need to go to the doctor, I feel fine. They don't know what's going on inside of their body, but okay, because on the surface I feel fine, I'm not going to go to the doctor.
Yeah, or get a check. That's a really good question. It's a good observation that you're making that would ask that question, because...
Well, I get 2 points from you then, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boy, and we've hardly even gotten started.
I know.
I've been in practice in Salt Lake since 95, about 26 years. Mm-hmm. And I have seen close to 19,000, or just over 19,000 people. Of those 19,000, I would say 3,000 to 4,000 are pretty regular.
Really?
Irregular in the sense that I would see them once, twice, maybe three times a year. Mm-hmm. And about 10%, I'd say 10% of the people I see, because I saw one yesterday, that I haven't seen in years, and they suddenly have an emergency.
Right.
And so I asked the fellow yesterday, he says his headaches were back, he couldn't move his shoulder, he couldn't stand up straight, and I said, well, who else have you seen? He looks at me like, well, nobody. That's why I'm here. In other words, he didn't go to the ER, he came to me first.
Came to you first.
Because all he right, remembers we were, what happens last time.
Yep. All right. So that's good to hold a memory like that. The vaccine situation is something that you are not going to get. Jack's website, by the way, is ForbiddenDoctor.com for catch-up, and JackStockwell.com, too. It depends on the matter of which you are concerned. But a lot of people go and do the symptom survey at Forbidden Doctor because they'll get a round overview, a roundup of what's going on in their body and with their personal health. And so people, when they're, you know, they might, when they come to the office like that guy did, do you have, give them the survey and have them fill it out while they're waiting to have
no.
you work
no,
on it?
No, because my treatment is so quick, as you know.
Yeah.
Most of them, more than half of them, come in, they chit-chat for a couple of minutes, they want to be fixed, and then they want to be sent on their way.
See, right.
And
okay.
So there's not really time to do the survey because you know how comprehensive it is.
All right, let me ask the question a different way. Are people asking you about vaccines?
Yes.
And okay, and so you're giving them the routine.
Well, I tell them go to Forbidden Doctor, to my radio shows, edited radio shows that are on the homepage.
Right.
And I said that's about all I've talked about for the last 6 months.
All right, so you on these must have talked about the Merck. We were just talking about whether you need a third shot or not. Some people are saying the Moderna especially needs to have a third shot. And how will you know? And the girls were saying, well, you won't know until you
well,
go to the hospital.
You know, Moderna has also said yesterday that any variants that come out, they think that their vaccine is going to cover that.
Yes.
Which is
I
a little different than what
but
they
But that's what you need a third ago. Shot for, apparently, much of anything else. All right, so we have the Pfizer, the Moderna. We have one from Johnson & Johnson. I know Merck was trying to come up with something, but they've stopped it, right? Because
yeah, they stopped because they said that they found out that the immune response that was generated was inferior to people who had already recovered from COVID-19.
What does that mean, though? What does that
mean?
The
whole idea of the vaccine is not to prevent COVID. Mm-hmm. It's not to stop the spread of COVID. It's to decrease your symptoms of COVID when you get COVID. And then they found out the more people that they scan that have positive PCR tests that are asymptomatic and the survival rate under 75 years being greater than 99%, they said, yeah, why spend any more money on this? So they decided they're going to spend money on more research for instead of a vaccine, they want antiviral development.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they think that that's going to be help the people more and be more beneficial financially.
Time will tell, I guess, on that score. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here with the latest from Navives, the nasal care system that is being recommended by all kinds of folks because it's all natural. The fast, all-natural relief that comes by using the Navives nasal care system is really second to none. If you have allergies, get sinus problems, you have all those germs and viruses and allergens and things that you get into your nose, clean the mucus out with the Navage nasal care system. You can find it all over the place, but the best place for the best price is to go online to Navage.com and to get the system. Batteries are included. I get a kick out of saying that. But really, there's so much stuff in the air. Clean your nose, blow it out. You can do it with regularity, very safe because it's all natural. Go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.